Lisa as Dalem.
Boss as Gim.
Emil as Mina.
Joe as Joe.
I'm Joe, I'm the Dungeon Master, and welcome to Poorly Drawn Maps. Okay, so last time, the gang arrives in the town of Denhaven. The trip overall was pretty uneventful, but Dalem learned that the town was already familiar with Spiranula. As they arrive, they run into a band of salamanders in the center of town, along with a large blue-green coral growing in the center. Dalem immediately finds a shrine and a monk monitoring it called Rattle Mugwort. Unfortunately, he got more questions than answers about his new faith. Joe met with his contact at the Ingathis blacksmith Brunt. The blacksmiths hated the salamander group and blamed the mayor for war profiteering. After listening to the propaganda from the band, the group had an uneventful talk with the mayor. He immediately had something against the group and wanted them out. Joe made some quick plans to make a move against the mayor and got the blacksmiths group to help out. The group spent some time getting ready to go against the mayor. Most of the group went looking for money, while Dalem sat with Rattle to learn more about his faith. Once again, getting no answers, but receiving an overwhelming image and a new magic gifts. Meeting up again with the blacksmith group, the Moss, they made plans to enter the mines. The goal was to find a back entrance into the mayor's house. Joe suggested people should make a distraction, but never followed through on that. The gang enters the strip mines north of the town with the group of blacksmiths. Along the way, the group found a cluster of troglodytes that seemed to be setting up traps and setting up some sort of ambush. With Spiranula to guide them, the troglodytes were scared off and the traps were dismantled with Gim's help. The gang approached a storage under the mayor's house where things were immediately wrong as they found vats of blood storage, old bones, and a coffin. Without a care in the world, Mina goes to open the coffin. A vampire jumps out and begins to attack the group. Gim's wood magic goes. I know, it's just a surprise on everybody's side. Gim's wood magic goes wild and hurts himself and Brunt during the fight. Gim is able to redeem himself by landing the final blow against the vampire. Once the fight settles, the vampire is discovered to be the mayor himself. No one knows how or when that happened. Gim found 300 coin and gave each of you 20, including Fluffernubs. The blacksmiths took you back to the inn to celebrate, as some of them stayed behind to find the information they need to control the town. So, after a night of kind of celebration and revelry and stuff, we can pick up the game like the next morning, hungover around the bar, having a few drinks and stuff. But before that, though, we need, Joe, to do your level up stuff, because you have more than enough experience to go to level 2.
All right. So,
level up. When you have downtime, hours or days, and XP equal to or greater than your current level plus 7, you can reflect on your experience and hone your skills. So we're going to go up to 2, and your experience can go down to 3. And let's see. You're going to get 1 advanced move. What was the move you picked?
All right. I will do Party Crasher. When I brazenly stride into a place I'm not supposed to be, roll plus charisma. Plus 10, your entrance goes unnoticed until you draw attention to yourself. On 7 through 9, someone is already suspicious of you. I can type that all up.
Great, yeah. Just add it to your character sheet. Let's see. And you get to increase one of your stats by 1. And just so you know, that's the big number, the attribute scores. You just gotta add a tick wherever you want.
I'm assuming I cannot increase my luck.
No, unfortunately.
Okay, that's fine. I will up my intelligence.
Okay.
Oh, is that not an increase? Oh, there it goes.
Okay. Yeah, it should do that all that automatically. But yeah, your intelligence is now 16, so you have a plus 2 now whenever you roll your ints, which is pretty big deal.
So yeah. Smart.
Yeah, so, so smart.
Am
yeah.
I?
So... I don't know. We'll find out.
But yeah, so I should say too. So like everybody should be healed up now. Everybody should be, if you have any sort of moves that require you to do sort of like, like time downtime or make camp actions and stuff.
I have one.
Yes, you do have one.
Fool's luck.
Yeah. We had kind of talked about this already. So in the off time, me and Joe kind of talked about how his character feels a little awkward around luck. And so one of the big things we're going to do is he has this move called Fool's Luck. When you make camp, set your luck to 3. When you roll and get a minus 6, you may lower your luck by 1 and re-roll. Take the second result. If it's a hit, explain how you succeed through sheer luck. When your luck is 0, you may lower it no further. We're going to do this as if he rolls with an additional, with a plus 3 whenever he does luck. And also, I'm going to try to do his luck as if it's a defy danger luck. So he, a 7 and 9 should be able to like kind of do stuff for him still. Kind of. Makes sense.
It's supposed to be usually that you only have like X amount of times you can really use luck, and then it's just kind of gone forever.
This character is basically you get luck, you lose it, you get luck, you lose it just by doing stuff.
Yeah, his luck, he's supposed to be like a pretty lucky kind of person. Like a lot of his moves are based around luck as well. So yeah. We'll kind of see how that goes and how that acts. I'll say for you guys, though, your attribute and abilities, the luck you guys have there. As for your, what is it, the test your luck move, you guys are going to be using that one still. So as it, like, you can reduce your luck that way. But as you level up, your luck should be going back up to its max. So it shouldn't be reduced, but you also can't raise it at any. So. It's just basically like, Mina, your luck is at a 10. So you can keep going. You can be succeeding and your luck can be technically going down. But as soon as you level up, you get that all back.
Okay.
But yeah, so I just hopefully, though, this makes his character feel a little bit more fun to play. And like he actually can do more stuff. So
yeah,
that's the stuff. All right. Mm-hmm. So finish typing up your move and then, oh, there you go. All right.
Should we be full health?
I believe so. Yes, you guys should 18. Be full health. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you heal up all the way. So you guys should be at 22. Yes. Okay, great. So we're all set. Okay, so let's see. You guys will be down here in one of these sort of inns and stuff. The band is certainly here as well. At least yes.
Sorry. What about my commune move?
Oh, right. Yeah, do that right now. So let's see. Commune. When you spend time uninterrupted an hour or so in quiet contemplation with your deity, you lose spells already granted to you, are granted new spells of your choice whose total level does not exceed your own level plus 1, and you prepare all your rotes. So that means you get your light spell back, which is great. You lose this minus 1 ongoing to your cast a spell move. And I think you got it. I think that's all your stuff. You just like everything's set up.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's good news.
Woo!
Okay. Great. So everything should be set now. But yeah. So in the morning, you guys stumble out. You guys, the blacksmiths and stuff had a party for you guys and stuff. The salamander band kind of seems a little dejected and a little down. Like they were kind of expecting things and stuff. But like, you know, they're still here, they're not run out. 4 of the 5 members are there in kind of the inn this morning. The earth salamander, the guy, Latum, it just seems to be off someplace right now. But otherwise, like, you guys are hanging out in the morning. People are, like, slapping on your back, celebrating and stuff, like, in front of them. Like, blatantly, like, rubbing it in the face that they kind of succeeded and got one over on them and stuff. But, yeah, so... Is there anything you guys would like to kind of check out first? Anything kind of questions and everything, like, until we can get some stuff together and head out to the next place to go? So, how
do we know where we want to go?
Let me get you guys over to the world map real quick. So one of the big things you guys are heading over to the Low Marsh. So mm-hmm. You guys are here in kind of the north spot of the Forgotten Delta where Denhaven is. And then there is a trade town north of you guys. Goes straight up here. About 40 miles. So a couple days, 2-4 days, depending on how you do it. And also, I mean, like, you guys are kind of heroes in this town. So you guys can probably swing a little bit and get some help trying to travel and stuff. So, but there's still, like... I know, Joe, your contact is still around in town. If you want to touch base with him for anything, he's got some stuff to talk to you about if you're interested. And the Salamander Band's around too. The Salamander Band, I'll say, they still seem like they have like some people around them. And it seems like they're getting a group of people, like a couple dozen people, to go to the center of the Salamander Empire. Like, it seems like there's people who actually still signed up with them to join them.
Converts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said these are the Salamanders?
Yes, Salamanders. Like, okay. People are packing up their stuff to go with them back to the city.
I'd like to see if I can obtain some, like, supplies. I don't have much coin.
Sure.
But I think that Dalem could go talk to, what's his name? Rat.
Brunt? Oh, Brunt. Rats. Brunt is the blacksmith friend. Right. Yes.
Oh, and no, then the other guy.
Rattle Mugwort.
Rattle Mugwort.
He's the monk.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe, how am I trying to play this? Like, I've devoted myself to Spirinula and this quest, and she told me about this quest, and I'm on this quest in her name.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think that's still active, right?
Oh yeah, that hasn't stopped. You have not made it to the Low Marsh. You have not answered that question, so you're still on your quest.
So I need to do my ritual cleansing today. So I think I'm going to go find Rattle Mugwort and do that.
Okay.
Cleansing. Are you going with him? Yeah, go ahead.
I was just wondering, like, is there any questions or anything you want to ask while you do this with him? Also, what does this ritual look like in the morning? Is this just like another morning bath and stuff, just kind of preparing for the day type thing? Or is there anything, or is it the candle ritual you talked about last time? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll find him, and he's leading like a group of people in the little candle ritual doing.
Nice.
You are more than welcome to join that. Okay. For sure.
So Dalem sits down and joins in with it.
Mm-hmm. He's happy to see you. He's glad and excited for what you guys were able to do last night and stuff. A lot of Spirinula stuff may be a little vague on what the cycle is and stuff, but certainly taking care of a vampire is a good thing for sure. So
great.
Yeah. Something outside of death and stuff. I think, Lisa, that was actually something I was kind of thinking about with this faith and everything. Like, it is hard to define what is inside and outside the circle based on regular actions.
Okay.
And sometimes, like, there's a couple clear things. Like, I definitely think, like, Rattle encourages, like, yeah, that vampire had to go. He's outside of the bounds of life and death and stuff. That was the right thing to take care of it. And I think the only other thing he would say, like, that oil shit that the dwarves are doing is unwell. Our god already seems hesitant against it, so that would be something to look out for. But then otherwise, I think he would just recommend, like, learn intention, because that would be, like, the only real way to see, like, okay, if something's going to die, what is the result and what was the intention behind it? Does that make sense?
Yeah, was the intention to, like, end something that shouldn't have been to make room for something that should be, or something like that?
Yeah, like, and or was it something malicious, like somebody attacked or did harm against somebody? Like, yeah.
Maybe it's like a power thing. Like, if the power is still, if someone's overpowering another, like a forced cycle instead of the natural cycle.
Maybe. Yeah, like somebody's trying to impose their own will on others around them and stuff.
That seems good. Like, I was thinking that independence and, like, sustainability and not overreaching, I guess.
Okay.
So that kind of fits.
Yeah, that can kind of work. I definitely think Rattle is like, yeah, I think that's a great place to start. And if you learn more, be sure to tell me, because I would love some answers too.
All right, Rattle. I really appreciate all your help, sir.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for all you did to the town last night. The mayor of Vampire. Oof. There's already bad rumors about it going around.
By Spirinula's will, we were there when we needed to be. Hey, Rattle. You know, we're going out. I've told you about this quest that I'm on. And
yeah,
I'm feeling a little apprehensive about the amount of preparation that we have in terms of gear and equipment. And I was wondering if there was any, way the town could help support our journey.
I think we can help you out. I know your friend Brunt the other night owes you guys a favor at this point, so maybe you should cash in with him. Is there anything in particular you're looking for?
Well, I can heal people to some extent, but it has the potential to hurt me back. So I was hoping for some healing potions or something along those lines, or maybe some food or something like that. Not food, sorry. Food doesn't heal people in this world.
Healing potions. Yeah, we can probably hook you up with something like that.
That would be really wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we could get by okay without it, but it'll just put us in that much better of a position.
Absolutely. Healing potions are always useful. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Brunt is sort of taking over control now of the Ingotthis Forge, so he can help you out and swing, do you some favors and stuff.
Okay, I'll go have a talk with him, see what he can do. Tell him he sent me.
All right.
Thanks! All right.
So,
at this point, I kick open the door to my room. Good morning, party people! Good morning, everyone! Ha ha ha! Hey, all, we're going to go up to that town to the north, right?
That's the plan.
Great, cool. I'm going to go talk to Brunt later.
I also want to talk to Brunt.
Oh, all three of you guys are going to go?
Yeah, I want to see if you could help me with maybe we can make some travel carriage so we can travel in style and, you know, not have to do all this walking. It'd be kind of nice.
Great.
But walking is so good for us.
Is it the little,
he is at this... We set up that his forge is this rightmost one, so he's going to be in this forge right now.
Oh, right. We'll go over there, but I gotta ask, where did Gim run off to?
You guys found a note in the morning that he just said he needed to go take care of some business and he would meet you in the next town.
Gim!
All right, cool. Sounds Gim. Good. That's not suspicious at all.
Not at all.
Boy, I really hope that he's watching himself.
Yeah, we'll have to... Yeah, I hope he didn't steal anything or anything like that.
Guys, you haven't heard of anybody having anything go missing in the night, did you?
Oh, that would be ridiculous. Who goes missing in these kind of places? Come on.
Jim wouldn't do that, would he?
I don't know. We barely know the guy.
Oh, I feel like I know him well. He and Fluffernumps get along. I can trust him.
As you guys approach the forge, you see you guys are walking up it, and before you can even open up the doors, they are pushed open as the earthen salamander, Latham, who it seems to be without his signature dimples this morning and just a sour look on his face, walking away with walking out of the forge. And as you guys are walking in, you see Brunt, who is smiling ear to ear with a giant bag of coin in front of him. Oh, it's the heroes! Hey, thanks so much for last night. We really appreciate what you do.
Yeah.
What was his deal? He looked kind of glum.
Oh, he should be. I took him to the cleaners this morning after he found out about last night.
Oh? How so?
Well, I mean, the salamanders were here looking to take over the forges for their equipment and stuff. But with the mayor not here and as a vampire, we have a new mayor in charge. His name is Odo Clayhanger, and he's signing a new deal with all of us that we get to keep our forge, we get to pay top dollar for all of our goods, we are still in business, we're making tons of money, feels good.
Congratulations!
Thank you, it's great out here.
That shows them for dealing with vampires.
Oh, they didn't know he was a vampire.
No, I swear, they tell you.
That is what they say, who cares though, honestly, like, if... We got a better deal out of it because he was a vampire, so worked out great for us.
When life gives you vampires.
I know. You make up blood pile.
Yeah, don't get killed.
Yeah, but don't worry about that mayor. We took care of him. We weren't sure if the dagger was going to be enough, so we dragged his corpse out in front into the sunlight. So he's just a burned ash pile right now. He's gone.
Oh, I'm glad you did that. It's very satisfying.
Yeah.
So, Brunt, I do gotta ask here, as someone in my network.
Uh-huh.
So let me roll charisma, I suppose.
No roll. It's just, you get to just ask questions.
Oh, okay, I thought it was a whole 2 plus charisma. Okay, cool.
Nope, just get a roll, or just get to ask questions.
Alright, so, You guys find anything of interest in the mayor's place?
Well, we got enough paperwork and stuff to help us on our end. We're going to take care of ourselves. Shouldn't be a problem. As for the vampire stuff, we're not sure when it happened, when it took over. The notes are vague. There's a few things seem to be indicating it, too. There's some rumors going around town that that group of vampires might be the cause of our so-called forgetfulness, let's say. Yeah.
Do you think anyone else knew?
About him being a vampire? No, not even his assistant seemed aware. He was like fully like enthralled, charmed, the whole shebang.
Did you find anything that looked shiny or made weird noises in his place?
Shiny or weird noises? I mean, we found plenty of shiny stuff. We saw Gim take a couple shiny stuff last night too. We clocked that, but you're heroes. We don't care about that so much. What sort of shiny ticking thing are you looking for?
I don't know. I just like things that are neat.
What sort of weird noises are you looking for?
I don't know. Things that are neat.
They're neat?
What? They're neat, yes.
Ah.
Do you not like neat things?
Don't get me wrong. I love a good tchotchke. And we can really, just having a like little, he pulls up like a lanyard and it's got the little dangly bits and stuff that are forged and stuff. But yeah. As for like any sort of odds and ends, like, I don't know, man. What are you looking for? We got tons of shit around here. We can help you out.
Well, he sounds like a boring guy, so nothing just yet. But I did have a couple more questions since we're probably going to be heading out in the morning
or
so.
Yeah.
We're going to be going to that town up north. Do you know if there's any sort of danger we should be worried about?
You're going up north. That town up there, it's called the Gate of the Traveler. It's kind of a weird shaped town. It's designed with like, it was a literal crossroad that they just built walls and buildings around it. It's really interesting design. Trouble though, we've been getting word that there's some sort of disease in the town. So it's just, watch your mouth and stuff. But otherwise, like, you know, are you talking about dangers just on the trip though?
Yes.
Well, we got a safe path for trade and stuff. So if you guys want to hitch a ride on that, we can work something out. That shouldn't be a problem. But otherwise around there, let's see. I mean, we ran into our troglodyte friends last night. There's some goblins around. Otherwise, though, I mean, if you take the safe path, it shouldn't be a problem. Take you right next to the megalith. It's really pretty. You should check it out. Yeah.
Megalith. Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, this old-ass stone structure. Nobody knows about it.
I like that. That sounds neat.
How close is it to the town?
You got to get a couple days out of here if you're walking, but it's probably close to, it's about midway, I'd say.
Okay, but it's on the way.
It's on the way. Can't miss it.
Perfect. Let's definitely
check it out. One last thing, good old buddy, old pal. One last question for you. Since I drank you under the table last night in all of our jubilant celebration, I think you owe me a little something. Maybe some supplies, maybe some adventuring gear. What do you say, huh?
I'll tell you what. I'll help you guys out. We'll get you guys stocked with a couple pieces of gear and stuff. But Joe, you gotta tell me, who are the saps that hired you this time?
Who are the saps that hired me? These guys.
We're paying you?
Yeah, you're paying me. Of course you're paying me.
Wait, who's paying you guys then? Who are you working for?
Aren't we working for that cat? I don't know.
What'd you say?
Aren't we working for that cat?
He seems to think so.
All right, hold on. Everyone's laughing there. I get a plus one.
Yeah, you do. He's asking about the Metallic Rote who hired you guys to do this. And
yeah, I'm trying to remember the guy's name.
Real the Metallic Rote. So yeah, he's basically asking, since he's kind of has control of his forge and everything, he is asking you guys, if you tell him who you worked for, he's going to go make a deal and help improve that town that you guys came from. That's the little cool. Boiling Springs. So this is kind of his way of working things out. If you guys kind of write like an introduction or a letter of introduction for him so you can kind of get the gears going, make some money and stuff, he can help you guys out.
Whoa.
And there's no role or anything about it too. Somebody just has to agree to help him out.
Well, I guess it would be Dalem.
Probably. Yeah.
Well, you, Brent, you seem like you're such a cool dude. You know, you've really helped us out a lot. We were actually hired by the Metallic Rote. I don't know if you've ever met him.
No, I haven't had the pleasure.
Trust me.
I've met orcs before. I know their names are a little different. Don't worry. But yeah, have not met the guy personally. Tell you what, write me a little letter of introduction. We'll get you guys set up with anything you want.
Anything we want? What do you mean? Wow, really?
We'll help you out. In reason, we'll help you out.
That's really great. Thanks so much. Maybe there's some way that they can, you know, return the favor. Wait, did we already...
Oh, I'm hoping that they're going to do business with me. I'm going to get money off of them. You're doing me a favor.
Okay, great. Then I trust that.
Just as a reminder, you named this guy after a Ferengi.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, Dalem doesn't know what Ferengi are.
No.
All right. Well, yeah. It's a good thing I know how to write.
Was that a concern?
Wait, does Dalem know how to read and write?
You tell me. You're pretty dumb.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Joe. You mean Dalem's pretty dumb.
Yeah, Dalem's pretty dumb.
I think he just learned. Okay, here we go. Okay, you know, I just learned how to write, but I think I could do that. I might need someone's help. And he looks around at his crew for help. Someone help. And I'm going to help Dalem write this letter because he sucks at writing.
Fluffernubs can coach.
Can coach? Oh, boy.
Fluffernubs knows a thing or two about writing a mean letter.
Mean? I want a nice letter.
Well, it's mean in the good way.
There's... good way to be mean.
When you're Fluffernubs, yes, there is. Don't worry about it.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah. Dalem starts scratching his head and thinking way too hard about this. And
give me the paper.
Fluffernubs wants it. All right. So you guys fill out the introduction you need. Dalem can sign his name and stuff, and you guys will be set. I am going to help improve that town and that faction and stuff. I should tell you guys too, I've tried to make the game a little bit more complicated behind the scenes for me. There's a game called World Without Numbers, and they have a whole section about factions and stuff and about actually giving like assigning points and numbers. It's a lot. I don't know if I'm actually going to do it, but it helped me kind of plan things out and help things out.
Nice.
But yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do it to keep going with that, but it did help just kind of help plan some of the things out for the different groups and stuff. But yeah, you're literally adding like a manufacturer to your group, which will help improve things. So
cool.
It's a big deal. You guys are doing this.
It's a big deal that Brunt's getting in.
Wait,
this
is like a, yeah, like an add-on to our group, kind of like a little walk along shop that can kind of come with us.
Oh,
adding our plus one alignment to the Brotherhood of Steel.
Oh, that's what it is. Gotcha.
Yes, nailed it, basically. So, but yeah, they're going to help out the Metallic Road, help out your little town and stuff. And I mean, these guys are also, they got a big Spirinula group here going too. So, I mean, if they're doing more manufacturing, more traveling around and stuff, hey, more travel, more talk about Spirinula as well. So, helps everybody.
Sounds amazing to me,
Dalem. Yeah, exactly.
Me, Dalem.
Me, personally, it helps me out a lot. Alrighty. So that being said, though, it sounds like you guys wanted a bunch of gear. So what are you guys looking for? I know, Joe, you said adventuring gear.
So I'm basically looking for non-weapon stuff.
Got it. Okay. So everything that's kind of like all the basic stuff is in the book. It starts on page 327 on the PDF.
Okay, give me a second. I need to go pull that up again.
Yeah, that's all the dungeon gear and stuff. And so, like, this is all, like, mundane things that you guys can easily get your hands on and stuff. There's a list of services and stuff, like meals, transport, and everything. I think as you guys are talking and looking over things as well, Brunt just recommends, like, yeah, we're gonna have to spend up another trade up to the Gate of the Traveler, too, so you guys can hitch a ride with them. It won't be a problem. So it should be
sweet.
No problem.
Yeah, go in comfort.
Yeah.
Gosh, I do appreciate the strength of my legs, though.
Yeah. Because on the transport list, passage on a safe route is 1 coin. So this is a well-traveled route, so you guys can be able to get there. Unless some rolls go wild, you should be able to get there much faster. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just trying to find the right PDF here.
It should be the book, the core book.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not looking at no book. I know what I want. I'm looking for some armored scarfage. I don't want no more vampires sneaking up on me.
All right. What do you need? Leather armor probably be the thing you're looking for.
Yeah, something that will cover up the neck. I've developed a slight phobia of vampires nowadays. Recently. So anything that can kind of turtleneck guard me.
Let's see.
Leather armor.
I think leather armor is the only thing you can wear. Do you have leather armor right now?
I'm looking right now.
Oh, you do. You have special leather armor. You have leather
armor. It didn't protect me from vampires, so obviously I need something better. I need do you got anything styling? Like a scarf? That is also like a leather kind of under armor kind of thing, but also stylish.
Maybe we can write this down as like a type of shield type of thing you're looking for.
There we go.
That would be it. Because all the other armor has the clumsy tag, which gives you like -1 to your rolls and stuff. So that's, you can't have that. But a shield just gives you a +1 armor for 15 coins. Has 2 weights. That's what it is here. If you want like a special scarf.
Well, I'm looking right now. I only have 1 load left I can carry. So maybe it'd be too heavy for me.
Well, see, that's the thing. Because like if you want some like special item, like something, yeah, custom item from a blacksmith, base item price plus 50 coins. So if you have the money, you can try to negotiate with him a little bit and try to get you something.
So it's like base shield plus 50 kind of thing.
Yeah, so 65, that would be what it is in the book. But I mean, like, this guy's offering to help you guys out and stuff. Maybe he'll still be, maybe we'll cut it in half at least for this sort of specialty item.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because how many coins do you have right now? 45?
45, yeah.
Let's see. Calculator. Yeah, okay, about
so
32, 33 coin or something like that. What's up, Joe?
In this case, I'll take like an adventuring gear.
Sure.
I'll add that. And then so the dwarven hardtack.
Oh, some food. Yeah, he'll get you set up with that.
Yeah. Should we up our dungeon rations at all to like 10 uses again, or are we still back at 5?
I think it's still a 5 right now. Okay. Unless do you ask him for more dungeon rations? I mean, that's what the dwarven hardtack is sort of like better rations.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, dwarven hardtack, 7 uses, 3 coin, 1 weight. So yeah, you get a little bit more uses out of it. So like 7 uses, that's 7 days. Nights. Yeah, 7 nights worth of travel. So that's quite a bit. So I'll get you going pretty far. But also, okay. Dwarven hardtack requires being a dwarf to eat.
Hey, I'm a dwarf.
Yeah. Dwarfs say it tastes like home. Everyone else says it tastes like home if home was a hog farm on fire. So,
yeah.
Not great. Yeah.
All right, Brunt. Could I also just get one of your tchotchkes?
Oh, sure. Which one do you want? We got a couple little of these blacksmith little puzzle games, too. Your little, like, rings and stuff. Ooh. What you looking for?
Whatever one you don't want anymore.
All right, here you go. We got you. Let me check the pile. Let's see what we got. Let's see what you got.
The pile.
What does he hand you? What are you looking for?
Okay, so right now I'm just kind of looking through magic items just to kind of see what's there.
Oh, you're trying to find something on him?
I just want stuff.
I can see that. I don't know if he would leave a magic item just alone in the bottom of a tchotchke bag.
Well, that would assume he would. It is actually magic right now.
Oh, I see. Okay. Interesting.
Ooh. Oh, no, that's Moon's armor. That looks neat.
Do we know if...
Some interesting stuff. What's up?
Do we know if vampires have the classic vampire deterrents in this world?
Garlic.
Like garlic, wooden stakes. Stuff like that.
Give me an intelligence roll to see what you know.
What do I know about them?
Oh my goodness. You have a good intelligence, right?
I think it's all right, yeah.
+1, it's not bad.
It's not the worst.
Yeah. 6. Does somebody want to help him talk about vampires, please?
I can help.
Sure, I roll 2d6 +1, please. Oh no. So both you guys and get some mark XP.
All right.
But
I just wanted to say something about the garlic.
Yeah.
Which is obviously not right.
You're not sure partially because you are trying to ask around and remember if you know this stuff, but also you're in a town of people who seem to be affected by memory magic as well. So like, true. There's not a lot of people who seem to know the answers to what's going on about that. Did I have a thing for that? Yeah, I think that's like one of the main things is just like there's definitely rumors going around of like, oh, are the vampires responsible for the forgotten part of the Forgotten Delta? So like, mm-hmm. Do they also remove memory along with just your blood and stuff? So
Gotcha. Definitely
a question there. People seem pretty confident that you're just getting bitten isn't enough to turn you into a vampire based on you guys. But otherwise, like, yeah, they're not really sure.
Okay. That I feel nice. Like I got super lucky by not turning. I was sure my life was over.
Okay.
But I did not turn, and I was rather amazed and very happy. But now, always skeptical that I might turn any moment. Right. So I'm looking forward to a good luck charm, even if it's not like neck armor. Maybe it could just be like guard a confused necklace. Right. And whether it works or not, I don't know. I'm just going to smell like garlic, though, forever.
I'll tell you what, I'll knock an extra couple coin off this armor piece if you do not make me put garlic in it, because that's going to smell like shit if I put it near the fire.
Well, what if I supply my own garlic?
That's a personal thing you can do later then. Look, it's got the leather here. You can rub the garlic on the leather.
Oh, fine. I'll take it. So how much is it?
He'll knock a couple off. I think, like, give him 25 coins and you'll get in, take a shield, basically.
Okay, so shield is one weight?
It would be one weight, and it would be like scarf shield.
Yeah, scarf, so like shield.
Yeah.
I'm totally rubbing garlic on it. Garlic confused what I'm saying. Whether or not it does anything, whatever. And it has one armor, I assume?
Yeah, one armor. The important thing. And one weight. So, Joe, you're asking about this lodestone shield? That's
Yeah, it looks like just a standard... horseshoe magnet.
It's very interesting you ask about this because Gim has one of these.
Oh, he does?
Yup.
Yeah.
Yep.
He has one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what he's been using to scrounge up change.
I mean, also, I should say, too, like, if there is something special you're looking for, we can make it up.
No, I am not looking for anything special. I'm just looking for something that's interesting that might be of use later.
Okay.
At the moment, it's basically useless.
Interesting. So actually looking at the way a lot of your gear from the gear she is looking for too, like you said, is like a really interesting looking rock, a letter from somebody important, a magic potion, you don't know what it does. So like, we can have you roll luck and just like write down like mystery box item or something, and we can figure it out later.
Yes. That?
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a luck, which is a +3 currently for you.
All right. A +3, so a d6?
Oh, no. It's a 2d6 +3.
Okay, 2d6 +3.
Yeah. Still only a 9. Oh, 12, because that was just the roll. Yeah, 12. Okay, yeah, you find something then. Something. What is it? How big is it? Is it, like, what does it look like that you find?
I'd say it's the size of a Rubik's Cube.
Okay, like cube shape still, or is it just that size? Yeah,
it's just one of the random tchotchkes that Brunt has.
Cool.
Size of a Rubik's Cube.
Any interesting patterns on it? Does it colored or painted or anything? Like, what draws your attention to it?
It is something the size of a Rubik's Cube. It's made of wood, and it's just rotating on its own.
Oh, it just spins on its own? Or does it kind of float?
Rows and columns kind of push in and out, just sort of rotates just on its own.
Joe, is this a Hellraiser situation? You have to tell me if this is a Hellraiser situation.
Negative.
All right. Yeah, that's an interesting little thing. Make a note of it then, and we'll have to figure out what it does later, I guess. Very fun. Dalem, what are you looking for?
I am looking for really just like bandages, healing potions. Okay. I love some antitoxin.
You're immune to poison. So do you need it?
Always?
Or Yeah, as long as you're on your quest, yes.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't forget that. Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, invulnerability to poison is your boon right now. So until you discover the truth of what the Golden Guard is doing in the East, you are immune to poison.
Yeah.
But healing potions are nice. So.
Maybe some poultices and herbs.
I mean, yeah.
I like healing potions, though.
Healing potions are really good.
They're
also pretty expensive. So yeah, asking this guy to give you some healing potions is definitely a big deal.
Yeah.
But
I'd take bandages or poultices and herbs too.
Let's see.
I wouldn't mind some of that hardtack if he has it laying around.
That's true. Okay. You're half dwarf, so yeah.
No one else is eating it.
Oh well, you got your friend Joe who just got a couple of things of hardtack as well. So. Yeah. Just enjoying it, just loving it up, that homey taste from up in the I don't think I ever said what the name of that town, the place was.
It's one of those things that Dalem just he secretly enjoys from the motherland.
Yeah. So I have a name for that dwarven capital city. So we talked about it before. It's kind of like up in the mountains, like overlooking the tundra and stuff and the forest nearby. And I think it's called the Starlight Asylum is the capital city.
Ooh, that's neat.
Yeah.
Wow! That's the dwarf capital?
That is the dwarven capital in the north. Yeah.
What's it called one more time?
The Starlight Asylum.
Nice.
Yeah. Just this hunkin' rock city just built out of the mountain.
Cool.
Yeah, overlooking these oil fields. Very interesting.
Can I spout some lore?
Sure, you can. No, you can't.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, I remember something about that dwarven capital city. It's man, this rock is neat.
Wow. Mark XP.
Wow, that was informative.
Was there something in particular you were interested in learning about, or?
No. How does the move work again? Sorry, gotta just double check this.
Yeah. So let's see. Let me get the actual wording here. So spout lore, when you consult your accumulated knowledge about something, roll plus int. Okay. So you're talking about, has Joe been to the Starlight Asylum at all? Like, did you grow up there at anything or any time or visit?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. So something interesting.
However, I've forgotten when, where, and how long due to drinking too much.
It must have been a long time for sure to make you forget about it.
Or a lot of drinking.
Yeah.
I did notice too, you wanted to roll spout lore once I mentioned those oil fields. Was that the kind of question you were talking about?
No, it was actually had to do with the Starlight Asylum and how or why it may be called that.
Oh. Why would it be called that? I think the general knowledge would be, like, I don't think you have anything specific. Like, maybe there's just, like, maybe it was just, like, somebody who, it was, like, a story about a king who moved there and just, like, loved looking, being able to look up at the stars and see, like, the Aurora Borealis and stuff and just kind of did after that. I think that's, like, baseline story type of thing. Maybe there was some other reason. But yeah, that's just like the general story, though. You've been there, you would know that, and especially as like a spy and stuff, like this would be the basic. But unfortunately, because of this role, though, maybe there's nothing, maybe there is like a real reason that's just like, I don't fucking know. Maybe people moved here because we're all of our you guys would know too. Like the dwarves, what was it, Lisa? It was that they do tradition over function, was the original thing we had talked about with them, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so I think like a big thing too is like, they built this giant capital pretty close to these oil fields, and they've been using these oil fields forever and a lot of their machinery and stuff. So a little less magic-y and a little more technical stuff, like machinery and things up there typically, I think. And yeah, I mean, certainly seems interesting that they're pretty close to these oil fields and there's this weird oil that the salamanders are talking about. Don't know what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Weird, so strange. Anyways, moving on. Never mind all that noise. But yeah, Dalem, is there anything else you were looking for? Yeah, you can get some hardtack. That's no problem.
All right.
And you can take an extra healing potion And how many do you want, bandages or poultices and herbs? Which one's better? Which one would you like?
Do I have any healing potions? I don't think I do.
You have one. You got one from your love letter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got a healing potion and then some hardtack. And then was there anything else?
If you wanted a couple bandages, you can take some bandages.
Yes, please.
Okay. Bandages, 3 use, slow, 0 weight. So you can get a couple of those. So it'll get you set and ready to go.
How many bandages? Just a set?
Yeah, one set has 3 uses, so I think that sounds like a good start. What do you think?
Yeah, cool.
Great. They'll get you set up, basic kits and stuff, ready to go. Should be easy. But yeah, Bruncha says, yeah, we really appreciate what you guys did to us. And with this letter of introduction, business will be booming. We appreciate everything you've done. Joe?
Yeah.
Much as I hate to say this, you don't have to worry about those 50 coins anymore. We're set.
Woo!
Wow.
You see a little pain on his chest when he says this, but it's like, it's the right thing to do. Everything's clear between us. Clearly, though, part of him does not want to give up 50 coins.
That's a lot of coins.
50 coins is a lot of coins, for sure.
Thank you, brother.
A healing potion.
Yeah. But yeah, as you guys sort of wrap things up, though, is there anything else you want to talk to Brunt about? Or?
Oh, Dalem just wanted to tell Brunt, may Spiranula smile on this new business relationship that should benefit both sides and the cycle.
Oh, you do me well. Don't worry. We'll ask our friend Rat to make me a little symbol. We'll carry it around with us as we go town to town. We'll help you guys out a bit.
Oh, great. Yes. Absolutely.
I also got to talk to him too, because like that, if that vampire shit's the reason for this memory problems, I really gotta get that shit out of my head. I gotta know what's going on around us. Can't do business otherwise.
Yeah, you know, we really want to know about that too. So is there some way we can keep in touch from afar?
Keep in touch from afar. We could send messages along trade routes. That's a pretty easy way to take care of us. We can give you like a little symbol for like a messages and things. It can be pretty straightforward. There's some magical ways to do it, but those are tricky. So we can give you maybe... Here, let me give you a little symbol for our forgery, and we'll be able to get some messages back and forth between us.
That sounds great.
I think he hands you like a little token for the symbol of the Ingotthis Forge, which I don't know what that looks like. What is it? What does this little token look like that he hands you?
How does that... I want like a... It's got an ingot on it.
Mm-hmm.
So just a lump of metal, really.
Right. Like a brick-shaped style thing. Yeah.
And I guess...
I mean, the name's Ingotthis. So is it literally like an ingot with somebody like holding it? Like, this is my ingot. I got this.
There we go. Yeah, let's go with that. I was thinking like a thumbs up or something. But and they're giving... someone holding an ingot and they're giving a thumbs up. There we go.
Perfect. Yeah. And it's like on a little like token or something he gives you. So make a note that you have that.
Okay.
Yeah. We appreciate it. You guys still, you take messages from that metallic rope group too?
I don't think we actually have anything right now set up, but we should.
All right. Well, I'll get in touch with them so they can send you all along and they'll help us out. Either it's going to be on the trade route or maybe they'll go out and find you guys or something. But yeah, we'll be in touch.
Great. And we'll keep our eyes out for something, some magical shit where we can telecommunicate. Oh my God, I feel so smart.
I appreciate it. Don't hurt yourself.
I think I need a nap.
Yeah. Also, if you see those salamanders, those lizards out there, if they're still playing, can you give them the finger for me as you go?
Sure. Which one?
Just all of them. Fuck them all. Get them out of this town.
I'll give them all the fingers. All 10 of them.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Pleasure doing business with you guys. Looking forward to working with you in the future.
Here's a finger for you. He just gives him a thumbs up.
Ah, you're a funny one. I like you.
Dalem totally thought he was 100% serious.
But yeah, as you guys walk out, though, you guys do see like the band Golden Spiral over here. Just kind of they have like a couple dozen people around them, like with bags ready to go and stuff. And the Golden Spiral is kind of giving one last little like show for the group, kind of like one last plea for people. Hey, please come with us. We want to help you guys out and stuff. And one of the stories the songs are going through is kind of like what the salamanders believe is the creation story of this place, this world, and their group and stuff. So, and they're just kind of playing along. They're giving a little, this is just like this little story they're telling as they do it. And it's just this plea of like, hey, this is what we're doing is okay. You can come with us. You can trust us. What do you guys do? Do you guys want to listen along? Do you guys want to just fuck them, go get their gear and try to get going?
Let's go. Let's go.
I'm kind of standing in the crowd with the the salamanders. Just, I'm kind of curious about how they're convincing these people to go and what their story is. I am.
Right.
So one of the big things they talk about is Io, who is the ethereal dragon, a massive and one of many in the group. And the story goes that this great dragon came to rest around this star, and as his body, as their body came to either pass or rest, the magic overflowing from the dragon created everything. It's not wrong of where the source of the five different types of dragons come from. It comes from Io originally. And they're not sure if Io is either dead or dormant, but they are here. This is where we are. And the mana is the thing that has helped form this life. And from there came the dragons first, who traveled with Io as well, guided more life on top of that. Dragons were told and gifted the knowledge of what Io is to others. This is something that they can do, or at least the story are about it. And then much later down the line, after the sort of this whole creation and stuff, the Empire of the Salamanders came, as this group of people started transforming slowly into dragonborn and stuff. One of the big power reasons why there was an old Empire of Salamanders, because they figured out how to give people burning brand and how to transform people in it. Originally, it was a natural process that was rare, but it was a natural thing. This thing that they're trying to convince people to do is a thing that can be found in nature. We players have seen that. With their great power and magic that was helped increase their power of the Empire, and something happened. The last Empire fell, disappeared suddenly, and over the past 1,000 years, they've been collecting and growing and they just chose now as the perfect time to return. And the goal of the Empire is to finish the transformation of everybody into a salamander, collect magic, and hopefully be able to return to the stars with Io.
So why do you want us to turn into salamanders? Can't we just look the same as we always have and still believe in what you believe in? Is that not enough?
I think as you're asking this, Latum, who's the earthen salamander, still has dimples around behind his cheeks and stuff, answers that this process is natural. This thing will eventually happen to everybody, regardless of their choice or not. We have simply found a way to make it less painful and faster. Take me, for instance. Instead of transforming slowly over months or years, I was able to transform fully in a matter of minutes.
But it was painful.
Well, a little, but we have found a ways to guide people through. There's relief in the process, and there is power.
Power, huh? Is that what it's all about?
No, it's about leaving. It's about ascension. It's about leaving this place and going next. The salamander bodies are only the first step. We go here. If we live long enough, we will grow into full-grown dragons ourselves, and then we will take to the skies if we have everyone's help.
I look around the group. The group of people from this town who were kind of like in on this, I guess, now.
As you're looking around the town, like, I mean, this is Latum. This is a guy who grew up here from that boss setup. And so like people like, yeah, that's how it looked like it went well. The process seemed easy. There's about a couple dozen people who are like, yeah, we'll do it.
And you guys don't mind just changing your entire outlook on life, even your appearance for this new fangled religion?
We are in the Forgotten Delta. You must not be from here. For a while, most of us don't even know how we even came to this place, this area in this land and stuff. If we can provide some type of answer, some type of power to push back against it, why are you preventing people from doing that?
Well, it's not my position to tell you what to do. I'm just trying to figure out why. No, it is.
You are part of the Metallic Road, right?
I mean, they might have hired us. Doesn't mean we share the same view on life. Necessarily.
Certainly, but the Metallic's Road's whole jam is independence, free thought, free choice. These people are willingly choosing to join our empire.
Well, more power to them.
They will have power, don't worry.
Oh man, sounds kind of creepy. All right, well, enjoy your painful transformations. I'm gonna take Fluffernubs here and stay being adorable.
You do that. We will go.
Yes, we will.
Does anybody else have anything they want to say?
I think Dalen wants to say a couple things.
Sure.
You said that this will happen eventually and that we will all go to the stars with Io?
Yes.
How will this happen eventually to everybody? And why hasn't it happened naturally for so long that nobody even remembers that this happens naturally?
It is a rare thing. It's called a furnace. It is where a will-o-wisp comes to embody a thing, an item. And then through that, you have to bond with that item. It takes a while. And some people, you know, just don't click. But we have found a way that skips that process. We can directly take the will-o-wisp and put it right into you.
So how would this happen to everyone eventually then, if it's so rare?
Because the will-o-wisp will eventually populate the world. As my children, I am Salamander. My children will also be Salamander. So eventually, as these bonds have continually made, everybody will be replaced with Salamander.
But what about the other people who have continued breeding who aren't Salamanders?
They will have a choice, as always, but eventually, I mean, long enough timelines, who knows? We have simply decided to speed up.
Seems forced to me.
Oh, nobody here is being forced.
Oh, but... perhaps they don't have all the information either.
Well, if you want to learn more, you should come with us then. Back to Anonilus, our new capital.
I don't think I'll be doing that. This goes against the teachings of Spirinula. This is Spirinula? Forced cycle.
Is it forced if they agree?
Yes. It is not about whether they agree or not. It is about the cycle.
I think we have different opinions about that then.
It seems that way. I do not condone you.
That's fine.
I do not say good day. And he just walks away.
All right. He doesn't give a response back as you leave then. Joe, did you have anything you wanted to ask? Or you can
I got this neat rock. What's with all the little runes on it?
This rock.
He's asking the lizard guy this?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Would the salamander actually know the answer? Or
would he tell him the answer?
Yeah, that too. I think that's still roll me a charisma.
Ooh, okay.
7. Okay. He kind of hesitantly looks at you before giving kind of an answer to you. Where did you find this rock?
I just found it in a forge I was working at.
Forge?
Yep.
This one of these forges?
No, not one of these here.
I see. So then out of character, Joe, what does this rock do?
So far nothing. It betrays me in my hour of need.
I know. I'm trying to figure out though, like, is there like a specific thing in mind though you had for this rock that you wanted it to do? Or because that's kind of what you're asking about right here. You're kind of asking him for like a definitive answer of what it is. So, just curious.
So most of the things I have and kind of how I'm going to be playing with the character here is just get a bunch of sort of weird things, neat looking things that may do something in the future. What they do, I don't know, and I don't have any definitive plans. But all I know is this rock has some weird little runes on it, and it glows a little bit. And it showed up in the forge on the, I forgot the name of the event, the big dragon return day.
The day the sun rose, yeah.
Day the sun rose, yes.
I mean, if we want to keep it vague like that, I think he just goes like, well, I'm not sure what these runes mean, but it does seem to have some sort of charge to it. So I don't know what it does, but you better figure it out before the energy runs out. So
cool, thanks.
Yeah, I think that's because you got a 7, so it's just like he's hesitant around you for sure, but also it's just like maybe you should be careful about this rock. Yeah. I mean, I should also say too, like anybody can roll like a discern realities about this guy too to analyze Latinum and his gang if you want. Otherwise, if there are any other questions about his story in a way, or is there anything in particular you guys wanted to ask?
I think I'm okay right now.
You're okay. Okay.
Seeing as how my compatriots here were a bit abrasive with him.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't abrasive. We were just trying to get a good answer out of him or something.
Dalem's just trying to figure out his philosophies.
Yeah. Leighton's a talker too, so he'll talk.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think Dalem is wondering if he should impose his divine authority in this situation.
How so? What are you thinking about?
Well, he believes that this salamander, he's decided that through his questioning, he's determined that the salamander is evil and okay. That all of the, this entire goal is evil in the eyes of Spirinula.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's forcing a cycle and it's imposing will upon others.
Okay.
No, I'm just talking it out, I guess.
Yeah.
I think he could ask for guidance on whether, yeah, I think he's kind of confused as to the free will of these people and whether he should allow them to have their free will or whether he should attempt to intervene somehow. So I think he wants to ask for guidance from Spirinula.
All right, roll me a wisdom then.
Okay.
9. Okay. 7 to 9, you cast a spell, but choose one. You draw unwelcome attention or put yourself in a spot. GM will tell you how. Your casting distances yourself from your deity. Take -1 ongoing. After it is cast, the spell is revoked by your deity. You cannot cast a spell again until you commune and have it granted to you. What do you think?
I think probably the last one, after it's cast, it's revoked because it's like, sure. Spirinula's like, you should know this. And like gives me the cold shoulder for a day or something.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, something like that. Like,
or the unwelcome attention, maybe.
Up to you. Which one do you want?
Okay. I guess I'll have to go with the latter. Yeah. Spells revoked.
Okay. Easily do that. And you're asking it about guidance from the salamander, right?
Trying to figure out like whether I should leave this situation alone because the fact that they have free will in the decision is okay, or whether they're being like strung along.
Got it. Okay.
Whether it's a power play.
So one of the important things is that from Spirinula you get is like, yes, turning into a salamander is a natural process. And so like that part would be part of the cycle. That part they were not lying about. There's two big things though that Spirinula kind of pings as like, wait, what the fuck? They're missing something. One of the big ones is, what happened to the old empire? They were very vague about it.
Wait, Joe. Yeah.
What?
This Spirinula can only, it's only through gesture. So how do I get all this from her?
Maybe it was a thing that you noticed while he was talking. Like it's in your, like you okay. have your spirification in your chest, right? Maybe like, as you're asking for guidance, maybe there was like a little bit of like a lie detector thing going on.
All right. I like it.
Yeah, I think that'd be the best to give you this. So like there's like a pulsing.
Yeah.
Too. Like here, like a warmth of like, oh yeah, this is fine. And then like a pulse of like, wait, something's wrong here.
Yeah, okay. So, like a sharpness.
Yeah. So the first one would be like, what happened to the old empire? Like he was really vague about that. And about the ascension, he's being really vague about that as well. But this process is natural. Yes. These people chose to do this. So it's free will for them to do.
All right. Thank you, Spirinula. I will leave this situation alone. Oh, walking the path is strenuous and for a dumb mind like mine.
Mm-hmm. I know you have a 4 intelligence. You're so dumb.
So dumb. Like, he's really having a hard time figuring this out.
Yeah. Just to put it in perspective too, your attribute is a 4. To even get to a 0, you would have to get to a 9. So like
5 levels.
5 levels to not be like
an idiot.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of awesome.
I think
it makes it a little tougher to play. Like, I should never discern realities.
Or spout lore, you mean.
Or spout lore, that's the one.
Yeah.
Just don't talk.
Yeah, you guys shouldn't listen to this dude. He doesn't know a lot.
Yeah. Which is good, because you got 2 people next to you that are pretty smart.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Do you tell these other two about what you know about what you learned from Spirinula?
Okay, definitely, yeah. Dalem goes over to them, whispers at them. Guys, I asked Spirinula, and Spirinula told me that he really wasn't going. There's more to know about the Ascension and the what was it?
The way the old empire fell.
Thank you. And yeah. The way the old empire fell, there's definitely more to that story.
Well, it's obvious to me that there's more to the story, and he's holding some information back. But these people, they're not going to listen to me anymore. They've essentially been converted, and I don't know. We're just going to leave them. I'm going to leave them.
Unfortunately, yeah, I don't think these guys have really much more to tell us, because I think they're just trying to get people to join their side. And the only weird thing is, he seemed apprehensive about my rock. It's weird, because it's a rock.
Mm. It's a pretty rock.
What color does it glow?
Glows green.
Hmm. Interesting.
Did you say what type of symbol was on it? I can't remember.
Mysterious runes.
Mysterious runes.
Where did you find it again, this rock?
In the forge.
In the fire. Like, done for the day. Okay, fire's going out in the forge. And, oh, hey, it's right there.
Okay, cool. I thought you found it in, like, their lost and found box or something like that.
What do you take me for, fool?
Oh,
puns. Love them. Love a pun. Just love a pun.
In any case, I'm excited to see this megalith.
I am too. It sounds grand.
I had a dream about magic flying devices going through very small tunnels to blow up a giant place called a megalith. It was neat.
Oh. Was it a happy dream?
Oh yeah, it was a very happy dream.
Cool. Did everything work out in the end?
Oh yeah, in a very goofy sort of way.
Goofy.
Ace Combat is a goofy game.
Okay, oh. I wasn't getting it. Thank you.
I knew there was a video game reference in there somewhere.
But... I thought it was a Star Wars reference.
I did it first too.
We never know.
Never Stay on know. Target.
Thank you. That's what it is. Stay on target.
All right. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at DrawnMaps and poorlymap@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast app of choice. See you next time. Intro and outro music can be found at epidemicsound.com.